Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 679. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. So last week we talked about, in the parasha, the Akedah Sitzchak, the binding of Isaac, the incredible challenge that Avraham had, that was asked to do, to kill his son, the son that represented to him the future, all the promises that God had made. And there's so much to talk about when we discuss the Akedah, but we're not really going to talk about the Akedah today. I want to talk about the after effects. It's really the week after the Akedah, so let's talk about the after effects of the Akedah. The Akedah is known as a story that, of course, has legs throughout Jewish history as follows. So we know in the story itself, Rashi brings this idea that when the pasuk says Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakom Hu Hashem Yireh, God will see. What's the God will see? So Rashi mentions that Bahar Hashem Yireh Afaro Shel Yitzchak Tzover Va'Omid L'Chapara. The ashes of Yitzchak, seemingly Rashi means the ashes of the isle, the ram that replaced Yitzchak. So seemingly that's what he means, but you know, it could be argued that there is another tradition out there that Yitzchak was actually killed, brought back to life, but don't want to get into that right now. But the idea, Hashem Yireh, God will see this in the future. And so this idea of God seeing this in the future comes in, and it's phrased by the Tanchuma, by other Midrashim, and the idea simply is, Avraham says to Hashem, listen, I was Kovesh Es Yitzri, I was able to control myself, and even though you had made me promises, and things were said about Yitzchak, etc., I was able to swallow it and do what you asked, so too, even though there will be a day in the future that my children will require punishment of some kind because of bad things that they do. You are going to be Kovish Es Yitzricha. You are going to control yourself the way I did now and not punish them. And so the merit specifically of the Akedah, of him withholding his mercy and specifically performing this deed, or at least almost performing this deed, which required him to really swallow all of the promises that had been made, etc., so too, that should God should be doing the same thing for the Jewish people later in history. So this merit of the Akedah, we know, we draw upon when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. One of the major themes of the Akedah is Shofros, the idea of the Shofar, which comes from the Akedah, and so we blow it to remind God, the same way that Avraham, you know, got over his and swallowed his own, the obligations God had to him, so too God can sort of, so to speak, swallow the things that we have done wrong and allow us to move on. But this is not just a Rosh Hashanah thing, the Akedah. The Akedah, as if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the very first thing that's described that we should say every morning is Tov Lomar Parshas HaAkedah. The Torah says, and it's quoted later as well, it's good to recite the section of the Akedah. The question is, why is it good to recite the section of the Akedah? It's just one chapter of Bereshis. Why is it so special? Why is it so significant that it should be recited every day? It's not a prayer, so what? It's not asking for anything. So what exactly is the point? The Abarbanel says that HaParsha Hazos he kol Keren Yisrael. This section is all of the Keren of Yisrael, the foundation of the Jewish people. Now, you see what he did there, right? The Keren Yisrael, it's the horn, but it's the principle of the Jews, playing on the word Keren, horn, right? Which we take from the isle, the ram of Isaac. Uzchusam, and their merit. Why? Lefi avim shbashamayim, lechein hi shagura befinu betfilasenu. Therefore, it's commonly recited in the prayers, mepnei zarayu lahaflig ba ha'inyan. It's therefore worthwhile to study and investigate this section, Yoser Mibishar HaParshios. We should be spending more time on it. So that's why, you know, I feel justified, even though it was last week. We can still talk about the Akedah, because the Akedah, it seems, is worthy of study every single day. The question is, what are we supposed to be thinking about when we're reading it? So we know the idea of blowing the shofar and Rosh Hashanah and remembering that merit. Good. What else? So there are a few other elements to the Akedah. I'd like to quickly speak about three elements of possibly why we read the Akedah every single day, or at least we try, as the very first thing in our tefillos. So the first thing that we find in the Beis Yosef, he says, "Uparshas Akedah." Why is it said? "Kdei lizkar zuchus ha'avos lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." It's in order to remember the merit of our forefathers before God. And we know that the idea of the merit of forefathers preceding prayers, that we have in other sources as well. Havu Lashem b'nei elim, havu Lashem kavod v'oz. Ascribe to Hashem, O divine beings, ascribe to Hashem glory and strength. The Gemara understands this to mean that we are always, when we begin our prayers, we are always supposed to draw from, discuss in context, historical context specifically, where we are in this chain of significant behavior and actions and the history of the Jewish people, starting with the Avos. And so we do so in Shmona Esrei. And so the idea that we begin with the Akedah is telling the perhaps ultimate story of Zechus Avos, of the merit of our forefathers. It's not the only reference that we find where Zechus Avos precedes things. There's a famous teaching that when it comes to on Yom Kippur, or maybe even every single day, they would ask in the Beis HaMikdash, is it time to bring the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning Karban Tamid, the morning sacrifice, and it would need to be light. So the way they would phrase the question is, they would say, is the eastern sky illuminated even till Chevron? Right? Meaning, would be the eastern sky be that light that you could even see Chevron? So now, why exactly and how exactly they said that, but the reference to Chevron was completely unnecessary. So, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, V'lama ashehu b'Chevron, why is that significant? Why was that mentioned? Why is Chevron referenced? V'hu omer hin ba lahazkir zchus avos, to recall the merit of the avos who are buried in Chevron. That's our connection to this week's parsha, because we're going to learn about that, the Maras HaMechpelah, the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. So the very first sacrifice of the day would begin with a sort of allusion to the idea, it's light till Chevron, and again, everybody would have the Avos on their minds before anything would be done. Indeed, the Karban Tamid actually had another element of reference to the Akedah specifically. It says, Lo hayu kofsin es atla ela me'akdin oso. They wouldn't tie up the lamb, as was customary. Rather, they would bind it in a way which was me'akdin, like the Akedah, more akin to the way the Akedah was than the way that a regular Karban was done. Why? The Gemara says, Ka'akedah Sitzchak ben Avram. And so again, the Karban Tamid, the constant Karban, was also sort of referencing this act of Avram. So why else should this act be mentioned as the first thing, not only to remember the penultimate moment of Zechus Avos, of merit of Avos? So another approach is that it's really about character development. The Beis Yosef says, the other reason to say the Akedah every day is because the same midah, the same trait that Avraham used to be able to perform this mitzvah, we should draw from to be able to perform our own. In order to sublimate our desires towards the service of Hashem, kimo shemasa Yitzchak nafsho, the same way Isaac was Moser Nefesh. It's interesting that he mentions we should learn from the model of Yitzchak, that the same way Yitzchak was Moser Nefesh, not from the model of Avraham. Don't go around killing people, but be the person who's willing to give of yourself incredibly to be able to do mitzvos and to do God's will. So the idea is to rise, as we say, rise like a lion, hiskaber ko'ari, all of these different traits that we're supposed to begin our day with, this is one of those traits, and it's the trait of mesiras nefesh, of self-sacrifice, and so we read this every single day as the first paragraph of our prayers, so to indicate that we are supposed to learn from this story, and it should be able to give us that energy for the rest of our day. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, for example, one should say the Akedah with its cantillation and with great intent. He should understand how far the service of God can reach. Avram of blessed memory was ready to joyously slaughter his only child who he loved more than himself, and Isaac, who was 37 years old, willingly accepted his faith. That's a loose translation of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now, we know that the zeal and the excitement, the enthusiasm with which Avraham approached the Akedah, Yashkim Avraham Baboker, he got up early in the morning, and that Zrizim Makdim and the Mitzvos, the zeal, this idea, is actually a prerequisite for Mitzvos, and it teaches that it should be done first thing in the morning. Now there's one other approach, which is actually maybe the longest of the approaches, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to flesh it out fully in these 10 minutes, but it's the idea that there's another pasuk that's supposed to be recited every day. That pasuk, it says in Shulchan Aruch, is V'shachat Oso Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona lifnei Hashem. It should be slaughtered at the north side before the Lord, on the north side of the Mizbeach. What's it? What are we talking about? Why would we recite this pasuk? So it's talking about a carbon ola, specifically an ola which would be brought at the holiday pilgrimage when people would come up to Aliyah LeRegel, or if a person had committed certain types of sins. But also the most famous of olas was this Karban Tamid, that in the morning and in the afternoon, the bookends of the sacrificial day would be done and slaughtered at the north side of the Mizbeach. What's this idea of the north side, Tzafona? So many understand that Tzafona actually comes from the idea of Tzafun, like hidden. And there is something stored away from that initial akedah, that initial sacrifice, the effort, the energy, the power of that sacrifice, the rejection of human sacrifice and focusing towards animal sacrifice to really completely change the way worship was done. That's something that's hidden away and drawn from in all subsequent karbanos. In any event, the akedah is worthwhile to repeating every single day. Have a great day.